Bad Axe, on the other hand, averages 60 points flat in their scene at 17. Still below the mark, but not as bad as Vassar. 7 minutes away from starting the second half, Bad Axe still in the locker room. They actually watch the festivities at halftime and watch their teammate Andrew Sutton be crowned King of Snow Carnival and Elizabeth Humphrey Phillips as your queen.
Crank, congratulations to all the royalty. By the way, that was Isabel.
Isabel, excuse me. I apologize for that.
That's okay. She does forgive you. She's a really nice kid.
I'll take your word for it. It's time for a short break on the WLEW Sports Network. At the half, Bad Axe leads by 6 points, 17-11. On your Harwood home for high school hoops, Sports Radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between data and electrowaves. It lies in the pit of a man's fear. This is the dimension of no coverage. An area in which we call the drop zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting. No way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the drop zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no drop zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the drop zone.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Find big savings during Chevy Truck Month at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Look for special Chevrolet bonus tags with extra savings on select models along with enhanced GM card earnings. How about a 2016 Chevy Silverado LT double cab four-wheel drive with 5.3-liter V8 navigation, heated seats, all-star package, and more? Lease it as low as $177 a month. Get an incredible lease on a well-equipped Chevy Cruze with sunroof, premium audio, remote start, and rear spoiler, only $99 a month. Check out the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu LT with Apple CarPlay, rear vision camera, and remote start, delivering up to 36 miles per gallon. Lease it as low as $122 a month. Get behind the wheel of a Chevy Equinox LT with navigation, rear vision camera, remote start, heated seats, and chrome wheels. Lease it as low as $151 a month. Find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk up, talk up, talk up, the fun. Talk up, talk up, talk up, the fun.
Flip a coin as to far what's going to happen. I saw Lamont Morrison warming up his three, and then had a nice talk with one of the assistant coaches, started looking on the inside. I don't know if that's an indicator. Tyler Humphrey was going ahead to the elbow and warming up there, so I don't know if he thinks he's going to be getting too much on the inside, other than maybe that's a starting point. Who knows?
You don't realize how much time Renaud sweats until he's wearing a new jersey at halftime. His jersey is crystal white. He's now wearing the number 10 jersey. Same with Andrew Sutton, who's now 42.
Almost neon. It's blinding.
Bad Axe will start the second half with the ball moving right to left across your radio, leading by 6 points, 17 to 11. Andrew Sutton with the baseline jump shot. Can't get that to fall. Rebound, Tyler Humbert. Here comes Vassar. Rebounds in that first half were very close. Bad Axe actually came back from behind and out-rebounded Vassar by 1-9-8. Tyler Humphrey at the free throw line, passes down to the low block, kicks it back out to the left wing to Yona Keller. Lamont Morrison left elbow, turns into the lane, goes up for the jump shot, has some contact, and gets fouled. He'll go to the line for two shots.
So that's the strategy they're going to be employing, is they're going to be taking that ball and pounding it on the inside.
Foul goes against Martin Messing, number 21, and that is his third foul. Early foul trouble for Martin Messing in the second half with three. Lamont Morrison at the free throw line. On the season, 64% free throw shooter. 16 of 25, and he makes that first one. Lamont Morrison with 3 points, cuts the deficit down to 5 points. Martin Messing sits down with three fouls. Clark Brady is in the ballgame for the Hatchets. Mason Krug, Andrew Sutton, John Messing, and Clark Brady rebounding. Morneau behind Morrison at the free throw line. He's doing a little bit of a shimmy and a shake before that second free throw, and he misses it. Rebound, Drew Sutton. Hatchets leading by 5, 17-12, 7:20 left in the third quarter. Left wing, John Messing to Morneau into the corner and tipped out of bounds. Morneau claims it was tipped by Vassar, but it is Vassar ball when all said and done.
Yeah, this is a very important, too, because Martin Messing sitting on the bench gives Coach Krug one less option right now as far as handling the ball. Martin Messing does a great job doing the ball handling, and that would free up Tommy Morneau to go ahead and stay out of that trap up on top and to find the open area, get the pass, and then do what he does best.
A kicked ball, so Vassar will get the ball in front of their own hoop, left right across their radio. Excuse me, in their own bench. That makes a little more sense. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Yona Keller at the left wing, Morrison in the corner. Skip pass, top of the key. To Amon, dribbles to the right elbow, down actually all the way to the block with a jump stop. Back out to Keller against Morneau. Bad X matching up. Man-to-man defense. Lant Morrison.